Let's turn now back to this country. The United States Air Force is facing some lean years ahead. Efforts to balance the budget are threatening to ground one of the most beloved airplanes of all time, the A-10 Warthog. And that's led to a backlash. As NPR's Larry Abramson reports, defenders of the plane say it can't be retired until the military has a replacement that is just as good at protecting ground troops.
Aviation historian Jeff Duford says the A-10 he's standing next to was built at the height of the Cold War. It's painted green, a clue that it was designed for a threat that has disappeared.
The reason why it's painted this way is because at that time, this airframe was expected to stop Soviet tanks from rolling through Germany. So it's painted to kind of match the terrain that one would find in Central Europe.
This plane belongs to the National Museum of the Air Force in Dayton, Ohio. After the threat of Soviet tanks faded, this plane turned out to be well adapted to new threats. The A-10's engines are mounted not in the wings, but high off the ground by the tail section. Duford says this feature helps the A-10 operate in austere environments, like the deserts of Iraq and Afghanistan.
They're much less likely to suck in debris that might be on a rough runway. Of course, that kind of thing going into a jet engine can destroy the engine.
The A-10 has a bucket full of other tools that make it a scary weapon useful for the low-tech fighting of Afghanistan. It's heavily armored, so the pilot can get in close without fear of being shot down. Big fat wings let the plane fly low and slow. And it has an awesome nose gun, the GAU-8.
Really, the A-10 is built around this gun. The gun itself and the ammunition system dominate the whole front half of the aircraft.
The A-10's gun is part of the reason experienced infantrymen grow misty-eyed when they recall how this machine saved their bacon. YouTube is full of unauthorized battlefield videos showing this plane unloading nearly 4,000 rounds a minute of armor-piercing bullets that can destroy a tank or level a building.
Hawk 6-6, you are cleared hot.
A burst of supersonic shells from a distant plane tear up their target. A couple of seconds later, the sounds of the gun itself arrive in the A-10's signature raspberry salute. If so many infantrymen and airmen love the A-10 so much, why has it been condemned to death? Air Force Chief General Mark Welsh says he has to answer this budget question.
How do you save dollars that have a B after them instead of amounts of dollars that have an M after them?
Welsh needs big savings, tens of billions, because the Air Force budget is plummeting to earth. He says if he just idles a few planes, he'll still have to come up with spare parts for those that remain. But if he mothballs all 343 A-10s, he'll save some serious money. The former pilot told Congress earlier this year it's not a decision he enjoys making.
A-10 was my first fighter, Congressman. I love the airplane. I have 1,000 hours flying it. It is the best airplane in the world at what it does. It is not the best at a lot of other things.
The A-10 is a single-mission aircraft at a time when multi-mission planes are needed, according to Welsh and others. But don't say that to A-10 veterans unless you're ready for a fight.
I'm here, and I guess a lot of people in this audience are here because we're outraged by the Air Force's latest attempt to kill the A-10.
Pierre Spray helped design the A-10 and many other aircraft. He recently joined other A-10 fans in a Washington, D.C. conference room to bemoan the likely demise of this plane. For Spray and many others, the Air Force is giving up on the A-10 before it has a replacement ready to help protect ground troops. He says this debate is not about trying to keep a popular airframe flying forever.
What it's really about is the future of close air support. And in an even larger sense, the future of real and effective air power.
If the A-10 is retired, it will be a victim of tight budgets, but also of history. Time was the U.S. fleet had lots of planes designed for specific tasks. Jeff Duford of the Air Force Museum says today, planes have to be more flexible.
More capabilities are being put on single airframes. That does kind of leave open a question about single-use aircraft. What is their place?
But the A-10 saga is also a good example of the problem the military faces when it tries to kill any plane or really any weapon. With time, a world of supporters grows up around that weapon, making it very hard to cut the billions the Pentagon needs to save. Larry Abramson, NPR News.
And you're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.